let my people go. These are the words that Yahweh instructed Moses to say to Pharaoh when our ancestors were slaves in the land of Ham, otherwise known as Egypt. The story of God bringing the Hebrews out of Egypt by the leadership of Moses is well known, as we read the account in the book of Exodus. Yahweh God used Egypt to show his power over the world government order. His authority over nature is recorded with the 10 plagues by which he struck Pharaoh and also the Egyptians. A quite remarkable underlying story to all of this concerns the question of why Pharaoh refused to let the Hebrews go free from slavery when Egypt was being devastated by miraculous punishments from the Almighty. We recall that Egypt was actually ravaged by monumental forces of nature, including overrun by a huge multiplication of frogs, destructive hailstorms, swarms of locusts, and several other plagues that would cause anybody to more than take note that they were on God's hit list, as we may describe it in layman's terms. What was the cause of Pharaoh's stubbornness and bad decision-making to not let our Saxon Israelite Hebrew ancestors go free after one or two or three divine judgments upon the land of Egypt? The Bible records it was because Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh could not think properly and would therefore be the instrument by which God's deliverance power for his people could be manifested for all to plainly see and witness. In chapter 7 of the book of Exodus, Yahweh God told Moses, quote, "Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies, and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments." End quote. That was verses 2-4 of Exodus chapter 7. This was followed by 9 horrendous plagues that fell upon the land of Egypt. And after each one, Pharaoh decided that he was not about to let the Israelites go free from slavery. The 10th plague, where Yahweh killed all of the firstborn of man and beast in Egypt, finally cracked Pharaoh's will, and he wanted God's people out of the land. But the real reason behind Pharaoh's obstinate demeanor may be a bit surprising. It has to do with Yahweh hardening Pharaoh's heart. It's commonly held that this just means that God made Pharaoh stubborn. But the actual reason is more literal than we have long assumed. Yahweh God is not only the controller of circumstances and the authority over nature, he is also the inflictor of disease or the healer from disease, depending on his great purpose. The embalmed mummy of the Pharaoh that withstood Moses was discovered in 1907. The preservation of his body was so extremely excellent that the physicians who examined the body were able to pronounce with certainty that Pharaoh's heart was literally hardened by a cardiovascular disease known as atheroma. This was caused by the accumulation of certain calcium salts deposited in the walls of the heart that make it stiff and inflexible. An effect of this disease is that the person suffers from a narrow and cantankerous mental process, which makes rational thinking almost impossible. In my research material that I've accumulated over many decades are reports that I saved in my files. There are writings from British surgeons of the early 1900s who examined the arterial and aorta heart samples from the Pharaoh of Moses' days. from one of the most eminent surgeons of his times, Sir Berkeley Andrew Moynihan. We have a report of a lecture of Dr. Moynihan that appeared in the London Times, October 23, 1929. In part, it reads, quote, "The most interesting visceral discovery was that which afflicted the Pharaoh of the oppression, a condition in which calcium salts were deposited in the walls of the heart vessel, making it rigid and inelastic. Mental changes went with that rigid arterial system, narrowness and rigidity of outlook, loss of enthusiasm, and restriction in all enterprises. It is interesting to have an ocular demonstration of the truth of the Old Testament." End quote. Other leading British surgeons who examined the slides of Pharaoh's heart tissue are on record in agreement that Pharaoh's heart was literally hardened due to a cardiovascular disease that befell him. We can only stand in awe of the accuracy of the written word of God as we read the Bible stories of divine providence in action. Pharaoh's heart was literally made hard by Yahweh to the point that it adversely affected his decisions in dealing with Moses and the children of Israel. Now, later in time, because of the famous incident about Pharaoh's hard heart and his bad decisions, the phrase about being hard-hearted eventually became symbolic to mean stubborn, insensitive, or rebellious. But the first account of the term hardness of heart in the Bible was a literal term that, over the course of centuries, took thousands of years later to confirm after the archaeological discovery of the mummified body of the Exodus Pharaoh and after the surgical examination of his heart tissue. The truth does prevail. We serve an awesome God. Tell your Christian friends about our short audio commentaries, and may Yahweh Jesus bless the called out remnant in these perilous times. Hallelujah.